Good evening. It is Yogi Sophie, and I think I'm here more with I think my intention for tonight is a journal sort of podcast. I feel like there's so much moving around in me, and I just can't get it out enough. Does anyone else get that feeling? Like, it's just there's so much swirling around, and you know, I did yoga nidra yesterday, and I started doing a lot of organizing and making to-do lists and checking off things I've done and like trying to really anchor into the Virgo structure that supports me. But something is just gnawing at me to chill the fuck out. Ultimately, it's so weird what I've noticed, and I don't know if this is a collective energy or if this is a me energy, and I get a little tired of feeling like a lone wolf. So if this is a collective energy, or if you're just someone who happens to be on the same path, reach out to me. Like, let's talk about it over some tea. But something I noticed was we went home last week, very suddenly, back to North Carolina. And, you know, it wasn't for the most favorable of circumstances, but it ended up being such a ultimately relaxing trip, the most relaxing trip home we've had. And it's just something about landing in that humidity and looking around and seeing all the lush trees and the vast fields and the simple houses that just speaks to me. And I don't know if I'm biased because it was home, or if there's just something in me that's gnawing to embody that energy, right? And we were able to just experience a trip of ease. We weren't rushing to see a million people. We weren't rushed to do anything, be anywhere. And we were able to enjoy a lot of time on the farms and just walking barefoot in the wet grass and learning how to throw rocks in the water properly and swimming in the lake was blissful, even though I was a little afraid of snakes. You gotta watch out for the snakes out on the East Coast. It's still wonderfully cleansing. And I'm like, this feeling, right? So I keep getting more glimpses of it as life goes on, which is really exciting. It's like this feeling of ease and contentment, and there's no rush to get anything accomplished. This is where it's at. It's indescribable, but it's where it's at, and I keep thinking every time, let's take this home. Let's take this home. And then I come home and it's immediately a shift in energy. And I know that Colorado Springs is more of a high vata place. Obviously, the weather fluctuations are out of control. There's a lot of wind. It's really dry. You know, things aren't as lush and vegetative. And you know, I'm learning to thrive here. I really am. Like, this is a really difficult zone for me because it almost pushes me towards my imbalances. And something I've learned through an herbalism course was, you know, if you push so far, like hard enough in one direction, you'll kind of circle back and end up in the opposite, if that makes any sense. So like a fever, if you take a fever and you encourage the warmth and you encourage the fever, eventually it'll break and put you in the opposite direction. Like you've fought the whatever it was that you're trying to fight off, and now you're back to normal. If that makes sense. Anyway. And so I'm learning. And I'm not saying I want to push myself to break, right? I just want to learn how to best conduct myself in these stages, these climates, these situations of life that I am in. Because if I can do it in a trickier situation that's digging up a lot of darkness, I can do it anywhere. And so I'm trying to take this magical feeling of bliss with me here. And it's just immediately hard. And so things I've been leaning into, and some people will say, I should say before I continue on, there's a train of thought like, well, you were on sort of a vacation, bills were paid, there weren't any million to-dos, you're not in your house, there's not anything to clean up. Like, yeah, sure, there's that. Whereas, obviously, we have to face all these things in reality. And I understand that there is a level to this reality that is to-dos and taking care of. And I am trying my best to make magic out of these practices, to allow them to just slow me down, like find my rhythm through the pace of taking care of the house and organizing and cleaning energy. Like, I'm trying to make it more realistic, more ritualistic, more intentional. And at the same time, there is this unchanging place that's within us all. Happiness doesn't rely on anything outside of us, because we can be the essence of happiness. That is us. That is our true nature, is happiness and bliss and joy and contentment. And I touch on these places when I'm on these trips, and I know that they're there. And I know that they're there because they are unchanging. And we must realize that even though our external circumstances change, we are unchanging, and that is what I'm trying to weave into this life. And I guess, right, is this not like the balance that everyone tries to strike? And not saying that striking a balance is good. If you strike a balance, a perfect balance, then you're stagnant, you're dead. So I'm trying to strike a lovely ebb and flow of the in and out, and just enjoying that wave. And I do that by shifting my perception of what's happening, what's around me, what's real. How am I perceiving these things? Because this is going to affect how I live my life. Your day-to-day, your habits, your rhythms, those are your heartbeat. And when they're irregular, your life is irregular. And nothing seems to fit quite into place. I'm trying to find some sort of regular for me. And I've tapped into certain things that I know I need to do every day, and I do them. I scrape my tongue. I rub my body down. I have yoga. I pay attention to the foods I eat, even though that's not always perfect, far from it. There are certain things I'm able to do every day that at least open up this space for me to get glimpses of those feelings of the changeless self again. And how can we lean into just experiencing the unchanging self without a tool? Because it's always there. Some of the things I'm exploring right now are space clearing, feng shui, of very cool concepts, stepping into the world of the Tao Te Ching, beautiful book I've had for a long time. An old beloved student of mine gifted me this, and I think now it's finally coming to a point of service in my life. Other things I've been exploring is the fertility awareness method, just to tap into my body's cycles. Like, you all know my body is my best friend, and when I know what it's up to, I can best serve it, and therefore I can best serve myself and best serve the world. So tapping into awareness of my own cycles and fluctuations has been really, really eye-opening and magical. And the biggest thing for me right now is getting in touch with people in a way where we can work together and serve the highest and greatest good. And so I've got this team of folks that are just vibing. Like, you know those people that you just surround yourself with them, and hopefully you know these people. You surround yourself with them and they just uplift you. They bring out the best in you. They make you feel a little bit shiny, you know? And you do the same for them. It's this equal exchange of magic, this dynamic chemistry that you have with these specific people that gets nice results in the universe, whatever that means for you. And I've already mentioned I've always kind of felt like the perpetual lone wolf, and I'm so tired of that. It's so hard to remember that I'm not alone in this, and you know, I've had that karmic cycle hit me in the head a few times throughout my life, and finally feeling like I'm accumulating and the nice ebb and flow of support systems coming in and out of my life. And I love it. And I'm taking that to the next level by doing the same with my space. You know, the Marie Kondo, the feng shui, the space clearing, I want it to feel collaborative and supportive of me. Because that's the job of our belongings, is to support you. And I'm doing this with my crystals, and I'm doing this with my relationships, I'm doing this with my business. And the hardest part, y'all, is slowing down enough to make sure I'm doing it with myself, with my dark sides, the shadow sides. I hope that you found maybe a gem of wisdom or advice for your life. And I hope that you don't feel alone. And if you do, I am here. Thank you for listening once again. I'll see you again soon. Namaste.